Hello, GWA. This is the Coolidge Effect, and today I would like to talk about sex toys. Hooray, sex toys! Of course, I can't just talk about sex toys. So, to make this more interesting, let's see if I can keep on topic. All right. Let's see here. Fuck. Okay. Well, sex toys. Okay. When they used to call marital aids, are things that are made. You know what? Let's skip to the meaty parts. Okay, first things first, really want to talk about the toxic and porous materials used in sex toys that you should really just not buy. Because yes, they're usually really, really dirt cheap, but they're really bad for you. You don't want toys that have phthalates, phthalates, and because they're kind of toxic and if I remember, carcinogenic. So you don't want your sex toys giving me cancer. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Well, let's go to the porous materials. Porous materials are bad because they can harbor bacteria. Some of them can even grow mold. Ugh, nasty. If you happened to have a yeast infection or whatever, I know, gross, I have to say it, and you use a porous sex toys, you might be able to reinfect yourself with it. So that's no good. The porousness also means they're almost impossible to completely sanitize. Which is not good. And the materials that I'm talking about, there's a few. There's PVC. There's jelly. Jelly is the big one. Oh, I don't know why they still make them, but do not ever buy jelly sex toys. Ever. Just don't do it. It's not good. It's not good. Yes. And there's the silicone blends like elastomer or TPE or TPR or SEEB. Usually that kind. Those usually exist in the bottom-ish rack of the sex store. There's also cyberskin, which is the things that look a lot like skin, looks super, super real. Don't look like they're molded somehow. The only exception to that type of material is Fleshlight. They're okay. They get a free pass for now. Well, since there's the the unsafe material. There's the materials that are good and body Babe. Their big one is pure silicone. Oh. And then there's the stainless steel, huh? Preferably medical grade, which a company called Enjoy makes. They're the premier example and brand for steel toys. And then next big one is glass. With glass, preferably you would get borosilicate glass, aka Pyrex, because it's harder for them to chip, which is very no good. Oh, and they're more resilient to temperature play. So these are all good things. And then there's ceramic. As long as they're kiln fired and glazed. And there's ABS plastic, which is not toxic. And and not porous. All of these are not porous. And ABS plastic toys are usually quite affordable if you don't want to make the jump for more expensive toys. With toys, as I said, they are not porous. They're really easy to clean. And you can clean them in a few ways that I clean them. I sometimes boil them, especially my silicone toys, because for all things considered, they're not porous. But they're actually microporous, so they don't retain any bacteria and whatnot, but they do retain smell. So if you have a silicone butt plug, there's a chance it might eventually smell like ass. Smell like ass. And I, guilty pleasure, just sometimes throw all my toys, because all I buy are non-porous toys. Oh no, I forgot about stone. Stone toys are impossible.
to be non-porous. Oh, but they are just usually polished. But they're safe for your body. It should be good with a condom. Possibly. But yes, back to the main topic. Before I put it in a dishwasher, and if you have a sanitized option, just run it with that, and it'll be good. There's also toy cleaners, but the feel I've used sometimes leave a weird residue, and I don't like them because I'm quite sensitive, and that's why I prefer the other methods. Next sections. Talk about it's glycerin and paraben, especially in water-based lubes. Glycerin? Yes, I said glycerin, which is the stuff they have in soap, gives it. Makes usually lubes last longer and they're thicker and such. However, glycerin is bad for those prone to yeast infections. And parabens are type of preservatives that are perceived to be unsafe, but they're not quite sure. But if you would like, it'd be good to avoid them as well. I personally use lube that don't have both of them for those reasons. And good brands that I've used before is Slickwit, which is more expensive and a cheaper option. It is slippery stuff, and I think maybe the Astroglide Naturals is pretty good. Oh my god. The next type of lube is
silicone-based lubes. Silicone. And they tend to last a lot longer, but they don't feel like water-based. They feel greasy. That's what I would use, greasy and slippy. And they're most popular for anal sex. Usually, then silicone, then water-based lubes. Oh, but that is slowly changing. As water-based formulations improve, and silicone lube is water-resistant. So when you clean up afterwards, you have to use soap. Or else it'll just stay there. Hybrid lubes are just nearly water-based lubes blended with a small percentage of silicone. For example, this liquid hybrid lube formula has 12% silicone, and so it's only a little bit, but the silicone helps it last longer. And then last but not least is aloe-based lubes, and they're, as they sound, they're based in aloe, and they usually, that means they have no glycerin. Glycerin and herbans usually, which means they also tend to go bad faster. Example of brands is good clean love, and usually much slippy, but don't last as long, at least in the case of good clean love. And that's all I'm gonna cover today. The basics of sex toy materials. Materials that are in the realm of unsafe and porous materials and non-porous materials and how to clean them and the lube types that you would use for them. I would also like to add at the end to never, ever use silicone-based lubes with silicone toys. It's not good for it. It can create textures on the silicone and make it unsafe to use. More of that will be covered in the next episode of
The Coolidge effects. Sex toy guide. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned. GW.